Right, now, Edgar, yep. Here's the play. You can understand it better when you understand. We are not, our State Department, as far as I can tell, and I wouldn't say this to anybody but you, is not worth a damn.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of sissy fellas, and they never come up with any solution, and they have no initiatives, and they give me really nothing to decide on, except just sit there. I've sat there with 30,000 people now for nearly a month, and we've done nothing. Now, Fortas, I called him in here because he can direct and got some pressure on Munoz and others, and I've got more pressure on him, more contact with him.
Yes.
He's as close to me as you are.
Yes.
He wants to do what I want done, if it can be honorably done and fairly done. He is above the progressive type, but no communism in him. Now, his position is, and it's my position and our view, that Embert and Wesson and the military people that started this thing, until we went in there, just made a farce of it, and they're no goddamn good, and they can't have any following, either there or in Latin America or anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
They have no mass following. There's nobody that'll support them.
Yeah.
They're about like Bilbo in this country, or about like Strom Thurmond so far as being elected president's concerned.
Yeah.
You just can't sell Strom Thurmond as president.
No, you can't.
Now, maybe you oughtn't have Bobby Kennedy, but you might be able to get a Johnson that's progressive,
yeah,
that's still not going to be sold out to them.
Yeah.
They're not going to have them. So that is what I have asked done. I said, we are for a constitutional government. We want a constitution. We want democracy. We want the will of the people. We want to help influence that will and help direct it.
Yeah.
But we want self-determination. Now then. We can't just boss everything.
No.
We can't run things anymore, and you can run the state of Alabama, but we want a man that's cooperative and will work with you.
Yes.
So let's get an anti-communist government, or certainly not a pro-communist
one. Yes.
We might have a liberal like Stu Udall in it, but
yes,
not somebody that's going to turn it over to him.
That's right.
Now that's what we've been trying to do.
Yes.
Guzman is such a man. He's a rich man. He's got lots of money. Doesn't want to lose it.
Yes.
He's a farmer. He's not an able, strong, fighting fella. But he's not anti-American. Most people are anti-American because we've acted such damn fools throwing our weight around.
We have.
And so now we're trying to get a cabinet. Well, they don't want to get a cabinet because Aristi and this crowd here, they want to be in on it.
Right.
So what we have done is take a big bunch of names from Bosch, whom we do not believe is a communist, but who we think is subject to communist influences.
Yes.
From some of these progressives and liberals on the island, and the type of the Betancourts who's fought communism in Venezuela and been damn near killed, and Munoz and some of the others, and we have submitted them to the Embert people.
Yes.
Now, a good many of them, Embert has been willing to buy.
Yes.
We're willing to put Embert in the cabinet.
Yes.
I mean, put his some of his people, not him.
No.
We're willing to put Balaguer in the cabinet or some of his people.
Yeah.
So we really want to take one or two of the Strom Thurmond Dick Russell men in the cabinet. We want to take three or four of the Johnson men in the cabinet. We want to take one of the Edgar Hoover men in the cabinet. And we'll have to take a Stu Udall or two. Now, that's what we're trying to do. But we'd want any that are card carriers.
Yes.
Because we don't want them taking orders from higher up.
Right.
Now, Fortas has been trying to get the CIA and the State Department and others to get him that list,
yeah,
and I have told him to tell Deke,
yeah,
and to tell Rayburn that I've got to decide today,
yeah,
and I've got to decide on whether these men are acceptable or not. Now, we might make a mistake,
yeah,
but I'm not going to decide on anybody that either you or Rayburn or somebody responsible doesn't tell me that they believe that they're not communist.
Yes, I understand that.
That's number one. Well, I know it. I'll have to get after that. But another thing...
I'll let you know if we have...
They argue now. They all laugh when they say, I say, I've got to get Hoover to act on this thing. They say, well, it's not the State Department. Well, now, what I want to do is this. I'm a Johnson City boy, but yeah. I've got to talk to Mansfield.
Yeah.
And I've got to talk to Everett Dirksen.
Yes.
And I do not want to talk to them unless you're sitting there and say, my judgment.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not infallible. Hell, I've made mistakes in my life.
You all do.
But I want... You'd say Edgar Hoover. I don't know, but yep. By my information, I do not believe Guzman is a communist.
Yes.
Now, that's what I've got to do before I agree.
Right. Well, you see that?
So you get the best man you got to check these names.
Abe Fortas talked with me about an hour ago. That list had not come over from the White House, but it's on its way over here now. And we are getting on it and checking it now, that long list that they have.
All right.
And I'm going to try to
get
that.
Well, we want to check out everybody we can. It's just like if you're going to put 25 people in Santo Domingo, or we'll say 12, I think that's the cabinet. You're going to put 12. You ought to look at 100 of your best Latins and then pick the best 12.
That's
now, what we want to do is look at this list.
That's right.
And get the best ones for us to advance.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we'll have that information for you if possible by this evening.
All right, there are two things that we need from you primarily.
Yeah.
One is to be able to sit by my side wherever I am and say, in our judgment, with the facilities we had, the Defense Department, the CIA, and FBI, we picked the best man we could, the least pro-communist.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Right.
In other words, I don't want to work a month and make a deal and send in 30,000 soldiers and then piss it off to the communists.
That's right.
And you're the man I'm depending on to keep me from pissing it off. Now, that's ugly language,
well,
but that is expressive, and you know what I want.
We won't let you down.
Okay.
Okay. Fine.